Welcome, ambitious entrepreneurs. Strap in for a whirlwind tour of the elusive art of balancing. We're diving into one of life's grand juggling acts today, balancing business and personal life. As the wise old sage Charles Dickens once quipped, never mix business with pleasure. But let's be real, Charles never had to sync a Google Calendar packed with back-to-back meetings and family dinners. Today, we're rewriting the rules and mastering the blend of professional hustle with personal harmony. Prepare to explore the tightrope walk that every business owner faces. Here's what's on the docket. We'll start off by looking at what does it mean to balance life and why does it matter? We'll then take a look at the long-term consequences of neglecting the seesaw between work and play. And we'll wrap up with an in-depth look at tailoring your balance strategy to different stages of your business journey. As we peel back the layers of balancing this delicate equation, remember, we're not just in business for business's sake. We're building lives filled with accomplishments and joy outside the boardroom. So let's take a deeper dive into looking at the balancing act. Mastering the balancing act in entrepreneurship isn't about achieving an impossible perfection where every hour is neatly partitioned between your business and personal life. It's about creating a harmony that resonates with your ultimate life goals. Here, we're going to be breaking down the essentials of what balancing truly means and how you can implement it in your life without feeling like you're constantly sacrificing one part of your life for another. At its heart, balancing is about integration, not separation. When we talk about balancing, we're really talking about making choices that align with two things: your values, what you consider most important in life, be it family, health, innovation, or financial freedom, and your goals, the tangible objectives you aim to achieve, whether that's growing your business to a specific revenue target, spending quality time with loved ones, or personal achievements like running a marathon. Each decision you make and each task you undertake should be a stepping stone towards these broader goals. For instance, if one of your values is family first, yet your actions keep you at work until late every evening, there's a misalignment happening. Balancing in this context means restructuring your day or delegating tasks to ensure that you're home for dinner with the family more often than not. Many entrepreneurs start their businesses with dreams that go beyond financial success. Perhaps you launched a startup to have the flexibility to travel, to contribute to your community, or to provide a better education for your children. However, the day-to-day demands of running a business can sometimes overshadow these fundamental drivers. To maintain balance, it's crucial to keep these whys in the foreground. You want to set aside time weekly or monthly to review your goals and assess if your current workload and business direction align with your initial motivations. And then you also want to keep visual or written reminders of your why in your workspace to help keep your broader goals in perspective during the hectic daily grind. Here are some practical strategies to ensure your actions consistently align with your broader goals. Use tools like the Eisenhower box to categorize tasks by urgency and importance. This helps you avoid spending all your time on urgent, but ultimately less significant tasks. Clearly define what times and spaces are for work and which are for personal life. This might mean shutting off your work phone after a certain hour or having a dedicated workspace that you physically step away from at the end of the day. And finally, engage in regular reflection or journaling to evaluate whether your daily activities are moving you closer to your personal and professional objectives. By focusing on these aspects of balancing, you're more likely to foster a life where your business thrives without overshadowing the personal joys and fulfillment that prompted you to embark on this entrepreneurial journey. Balancing isn't just a tactic, it's a sustainable approach to living where work supports your dreams, not the other way around. Let's look at the challenges of imbalance, unpacking the consequences. So prolonged imbalance in managing the demands in business and personal life can have serious repercussions. It's not just about feeling worn out. It's about the long-term impacts on your mental health, physical well-being, and the quality of your relationships. Let's delve deeper into why letting the scales tip too far towards work can be detrimental. When work consistently overshadows other aspects of life, stress levels can skyrocket. Chronic stress is not just about feeling high strung. It can lead to more severe issues like depression, anxiety, and a general sense of dissatisfaction with life. The mental load of constantly managing business crises without downtime can impede your cognitive functions, leading to poor decision-making and creativity blockages. Symptoms to watch for include persistent irritability, difficulty concentrating, feelings of hopelessness, and a decrease in motivation. Long hours and neglected personal care often go hand in hand with an imbalanced lifestyle. Lack of adequate sleep, poor dietary habits, and minimal physical activity are common pitfalls for busy entrepreneurs. This neglect can lead to serious health issues such as cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and weakened immune systems. Furthermore, the sedentary nature of many business tasks can exacerbate these health risks. Preventive measures involve setting stricter work boundaries to allow time for meals, exercise, and sufficient rest. Relationships, whether with family, friends, or significant others, require time and emotional investment. An imbalance leaning too heavily towards work can lead to neglected relationships and feelings of isolation or resentment among your loved ones. The absence of a support network can make it difficult to cope with stress, creating a vicious cycle where work is used as an escape, further alienating you from personal connections. Strategies for improvement include scheduling regular quality time with loved ones and making a concerted effort to be fully present during these moments, free from work interruptions. Burnout is perhaps the most direct consequence of prolonged imbalance. It manifests as emotional exhaustion, cynicism about work, and a sense of ineffectiveness. Burnout not only affects your ability to work effectively, but can also spill over into your personal life, draining your energy and enthusiasm for activities you once enjoyed. Countermeasures can include taking regular breaks from work, engaging in hobbies that rejuvenate your spirit, and practicing mindfulness or other stress reduction techniques. When you're too close to the day-to-day operations of your business, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. An imbalance might lead you to miss out on opportunities for growth or innovation that require a broader outlook. It can also make you less receptive to feedback and slow to adapt to market changes, putting your business at a competitive disadvantage. Balancing tactics involve delegating daily operational tasks to trusted team members, allowing you to focus on strategic planning and innovation. Addressing these challenges requires a proactive approach to balance. It's essential to recognize early signs of imbalance and take decisive action to realign your priorities. This might mean setting stricter boundaries, being more deliberate about how you allocate your time, or even seeking professional help to manage stress and workload. Remember, achieving balance is not a one-time fix, but an ongoing process that adapts as your personal and business lives evolve. By maintaining this balance, you not only enhance your well-being, but also set the stage for sustained business success and personal fulfillment. Let's look now at life cycle adjustments, tailoring balance to business stages. Balancing work and life isn't a static process. It evolves alongside your business. Each stage of your business, from startup to maturity, presents unique challenges and opportunities for achieving this balance. Understanding how to adjust your approach during these phases can help you maintain effectiveness and personal well-being throughout your entrepreneurial journey. Let's look first at the startup stage, establishing foundations while preserving self. In the early days of any venture, the pressure to hustle is immense. You're setting the pace and culture for your business, which often means long hours and a blurring of lines between personal and professional life. However, it's crucial to establish healthy habits early on. Beyond just taking breaks, use this time to reflect on your business direction and personal goals. This can prevent drift and ensure your business aligns with your life goals. Clearly define work hours and stick to them as much as possible. This helps set expectations for yourself and your team about work-life integration. And finally, use technology and productivity tools to streamline operations from the start, reducing time wasted on low-value tasks. Let's look now at the growth phase, scaling up without losing yourself. As your business enters a growth phase, challenges shift from creation to management. Delegation becomes key. Invest in training and developing your team so that you can delegate with confidence. This involves more than just hiring. It's about nurturing a capable team that can take initiative. Strong systems reduce the need for your constant involvement and make delegation more effective. This might include everything from CRM systems to project management software. And finally, as your team grows, continually assess your daily tasks and delegate those that others can handle, especially operational tasks that do not require your unique skills. Now we move on to look at maturity, strategic engagement over operational involvement. Once your business reaches maturity, your role should transform significantly. Your focus should shift towards strategic oversight rather than daily management. Spend more time thinking about the future, exploring new markets, considering potential product expansions or strategic partnerships. This keeps your business dynamic and forward-looking. Develop leaders within your team who can manage day-to-day operations. This not only strengthens your business, but also allows you more personal freedom. And finally, use your experience to contribute to your industry as a speaker, writer, or consultant. This can provide personal fulfillment and keep you engaged with your business on a different level. It's also vital to consider that your personal life will have its stages and shifts, family, health, and personal interests. Each stage may require its adjustments. Adjust work schedules and commitments around significant family events or when family support is critical. Be willing to scale back during times of health challenges, ensuring that you have the energy to manage both health and business effectively. And finally, invest time in personal growth, whether through education, hobbies, or travel, which can rejuvenate your perspective on business. Remember, achieving a balance is not about finding a perfect equilibrium, but it's about making continuous adjustments that align with both your business demands and personal needs. As your business grows and changes, so will the ways in which you find and maintain balance. Keeping this dynamic approach will help you manage the evolving challenges of entrepreneurship while also enjoying a rich, fulfilling personal life. Congratulations on completing today's balancing act. Now, don't skip out on the homework. Dive into the worksheet provided to reflect on your current balancing strategies and brainstorm improvements. This worksheet will guide you through evaluating your priorities, setting realistic boundaries, and planning for a more balanced future.